But before we leave holidays behind altogether, let's have one final trip to the seaside. Derek James has taken a trip back in time to the 1950s, when the seaside was the place to go. Here's Dorothy with Derek's reminiscences of Great Yarmouth and Galston.
Oh, I do like to stroll along the prom, 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 where the brass bands play tiddly pom, pom, pom. Oh, and did you know that snails can live forever? Well, almost. Our lives have changed so much in recent years, but our love of the seaside and all that it offers is timeless. Let's take a look at some of the attractions on offer at Great Yarmouth and Galston in the 1950s, when the sun was shining on our lives again following the dark days of the Second World War. Photographs and advertisements appeared in the 1955 guide, where there were hundreds of places to stay at these much-loved resorts, from the big hotels to hundreds of boarding houses. One of the main attractions advertised were interior sprung mattresses, hot and cold water in the bedrooms, and electric or gas fires. I remember, and I suspect many of you do too, heading off for the seaside in the 1950s and being overwhelmed at the attractions on offer. I loved Great Yarmouth and Galston, and still do. It was Charles Dickens who described Great Yarmouth as, upon the whole, the finest place in the universe. 6 miles of promenades, floral gardens with wide golden sands, from Joyland, 3 cheers for the snails, to the pleasure beach, and from the Galston cosies to the model yacht pond and the floral hall. Ice creams, donuts, hot dogs, penny machines in arcades, with flashing lights, donkeys, horse-drawn traps, the excitement of it all. Then there were the shows. In 1955, dear old Neville Bishop and his wolves were the star attraction at the marina. More than 4,000 seats from sixpence with special parties for the children. World-famous whistler Ronnie Rinaldi was starring in on his own show at the Wellington Pier, where there was also dancing and roller skating. At the Floral Hall, our very own blind organist and orchestra leader Eddie Gates was putting on 2 shows a day. And we must say a big thank you to all members of the Jay family who have run the Hippodrome and other attractions for so many years. It is fair to say the circus now puts on one of the greatest shows of its kind in the whole country.
Thank you, Dorothy, and thank you, Derek, for bringing back happy memories, I'm sure, for many of you.